right, 166, please.
Request of Holly Whittleton to address council regarding Portland Development Commission's funds for Southeast Works Alternative Youth Education Center.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Novick, Commissioner Saltzman, and Commissioner Fish. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this morning. My name is Holly Whittleton. I'm the executive director at Southeast Works, and I've brought the most amazing gentleman with me this morning, Thaddeus Bouillard, who is here representing the Southeast Works Youth Center. He's going to speak on behalf of almost 30 youth that we have here today who are participating in a civics lesson. So thank you for that, too, as well. I'm here basically for two reasons. I'm here to support the budget request for the PDC Economic Opportunity Programs, and those are the adult and workforce, adult and youth workforce development programs, and also to request continued funding for the Southeast Works Youth Career Development Center. However, I'm respectfully asking that if you do support the Southeast Works Youth Program again this year, we were allocated $40,000 for a case manager. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. That not impact the allocation to the EOI programs that are critical for adult workforce development and for youth workforce development. The Youth Center this year has served 120 youth, all out of school youth. We serve those annually, 17 to 24 years of age. They are in our GED program, but they come with a host of issues, many of them homeless, couch surfing, hungry. They are suffering from trauma from foster care. They have drug and alcohol issues, behavioral problems, mental health issues. The money that you give us, the funding that you give us, funds a case manager who really works with every single youth that comes through the program door to connect them to the required services in the community so that they can get well, they can get health care, they can get housing. We work very closely with NAFI on that. And so that we also can connect them to workforce development. So finding them jobs, are also doing some college and career readiness work so that we are there for them around their post-secondary transition. The gentleman, Thaddeus, that you're going to hear from this morning is aiming and magical thinking about Berkeley University, and we're going to help Thaddeus get there through the support of the case manager and through the fantastic teachers that we have who give their lives to these youth every year. So I'm talking too much, and I'm going to pass over to Thaddeus, and he can speak on behalf of the group.
Thank you. Welcome. It's nice to meet you guys. My name is Thaddeus. I would just like to start out by asking all of my peers at my school to stand up very quick.
Ah, great. Good morning.
These are the lives that, for the most part, have been drastically changed due to the undying selfless nature of the staff of Southeast Works.
Yes, thank you.
My freshman year, I went to Benson, and due to personal reasons and other things, I did not get to finish my schooling there. My next year, I went to Grant High School, and I had another case of just not working out.
We allow extra time for students occasionally, so we'll do that here. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. The next year, I decided to attend the NEA Early College Academy, but unfortunately, that did not work out either. That would be the end of the story if it were not for Southeast Works. These people gave me hope for my future. I didn't think I would be able to attend college or even get my high school diploma until they took me in and helped me with my education. Funding programs such as these create opportunities for kids like me and unlike me. And it's incredible. These kids have their lives completely changed due to the people who can help them because of just the funding that they can get through their schools. There's thousands of these kids, and there's going to be thousands more just like me. And I don't know what we would do without these programs.
Thank you so much. Well, as I said, we occasionally change the rules in here, and we don't. We spend a lot of time in this room solving problems. Not enough time celebrating successes. So we appreciate Southeast Works and students like Thaddeus who are striving for a great future. Let's hear it for them. Thank you.
Mayor, since we have so many guests, my recollection is that this issue usually comes up during the PDC budget proceeding. So maybe we should, could you, maybe we give them a primer on where it lands on our budget process?
Oh,
Yeah, the PDC budget, it comes, you know, I'm sorry, you mean where it lands chronologically?
I think this is funded through...
Through the general fund portion of the PDC budget.
It goes to PDC. Right. So we take this up both in our general fund discussions and then PDC when they come before us. So there's two opportunities for the public to weigh in.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So it will be, yeah, we'll make sure you know when
that
comes
up. Oh, wonderful.
Up.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
So the message that my colleagues just said, students, is it's great that you showed up this morning, and we need you to keep showing up because participating during the budget process makes a huge difference. 90% of success is showing up. So please come, and you'll get the opportunity to sign up under the Portland Development Commission budget, which means you may not have to wait hours and hours to get to the end of the city budget sessions. There are generally fewer people testifying for Portland Development Commission. So please come. We'll let you know there are usually a couple of forums in the community, and you're certainly very welcome to come and testify.
Yeah, and some of those forums are at night, too, so... Maybe
Thank
have
you.
Less of a conflict with whatever else in terms of work or study that you're doing during the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mayor Hales and Commissioner.
Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Good job.